And so it's 13 out of 15, and provisionally it's a place in the top four, which from 0 and 6, they are defying all footy logic. Luke Parker is one of their leaders. Go on.
Out of the game, there's a couple. Is he on the line?
He's
waiting
with
for
us?
Okay, yep. We'll just wait till he finishes.
All right, Luke, welcome to the Saturday agenda.
Hey, boys, thanks for having me.
How did you do it from time on in the final term with so much momentum running against you?
Oh, I think it was a game a bit like that, where it was the momentum swings, and we got off to a really good start, and we knew they were going to come, and obviously the crowd comes into it and builds a lot of momentum for them. And look, for us, we wanted to kind of thrive in that situation and knew that we didn't want to give up and just play safe football. And in the end, there was some real big individual efforts and a lot of blokes that stood up at the right time.
Did you feel for good portions of that final term that you were under siege?
I don't think we ever thought we were out of it. I think we gave a few easy goals away, but we knew we can score quickly as well. And we did that, and as I said, we took chances, and they paid off.
So what's the value of a win like that? Is there a few that come to mind? You've won in remarkable circumstances a couple of times. Late in the season against the top-of-the-table team, what's that worth to you?
Oh, everything's obviously going to count this year, and it'll probably come down to percentage, or it'll probably come down to a one-game win. So to have a few games that we've won under a goal with that one and Essendon earlier in the year, it is crucial for finals and your finals position. So, look, hopefully it gives us a chance. A few things have to go our way, but hopefully if we look and can get a win next week, then hopefully we can set up a top four finish.
Luke, you must be very proud of your defence. I mean, Rampy played on Tex Walker, did a super job. Grundy, again, just kills them down there. And Nick Smith, they just every week you know that they're going to do their little job down the back half with not much kudos.
Yeah, they're outstanding, our defence, and they're such a tight unit, and they're rarely beaten. I don't know what the Crows are like. They're probably score-wise how big their scores are, but there was a pretty low score for them, I think, and they tend to do that is even if they've got a lot of inside 50s, they just don't give them any options. And look, they're outstanding, and it's young guys as well, like Lewis Malikan standing up and playing his part. And Rampy on Tex like last night was outstanding. Like, to give away that amount of size and create that contest all night is why it's so crucial for us.
Luke, you've spent so much of the year, obviously, after the start, trying to reel that big deficit back in and get to square and then get yourself into the positive. Such an experienced group. Now with, you know, a game and then a bye to go, does a senior group start to allow yourself to look ahead to a couple of weeks' time, knowing that you've been there so often? We know the coaches would say that there's a game next week, but at what stage now that you're well entrenched inside the eight, do you allow yourself to really start to look ahead and think about the possibilities?
No, we can't really, because we've got, I guess, one more game, and that one last game can define, I guess, where you finish in that eighth, and whether it's a home final, whether it's the second chance. So for us, we have one more game to focus on, and then we can reset with that week off. I think it's great to have in the back of our mind that we've officially locked ourselves into the finals, but it's another game next week that we can still change the where we finish, where we start in the finals.
Luke, do you think you got their measure? You've beaten them a few times now in a row. You knocked them over on their own turf.
Yeah, I think. Look, we've competed well against quality sides, and it was great to beat another a team that's on top of the ladder. And we've beaten a lot of good sides high up the ladder late in the season. So to beat GWS and Richmond gives us confidence going into the final. But we can match it with the best teams.
You slaughtered them early. Absolutely slaughtered them in the middle of the ground early, you guys, and set the standard early. You do it a lot.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the game at the moment is we've started really well, and we did that last week and the week before against Geelong as well. So the main thing is we don't want to leave it up to if we don't get a good start then the game's over. But the way things are going at the moment, I think we can be out of playing really confident football from the start, and hopefully it's catching teams off guard a little bit.
Luke, there'll be people out there that would say that it takes so much energy to get back from where you did that to sustain it through for another 6 weeks or so is going to be really tough. Do you feel like as a group you've got it? Have you got that energy and drive? We know what happened last year, and I'm sure that's in the back of the guys' mind, certainly that play. But I guess the added part to that is the new guys that you've been able to inject into the group that I'm sure have been driving the group as well.
Yeah, exactly. And the good thing is we've had so much depth throughout the year, and there's a lot of players who are missing out on seniors at the moment. And, look, for us, at the end of the day, you play the same amount of games as everyone, and look, we've got our losses over and done with early, and you probably pull up worse from a loss, so you pull up better from a win, and at the moment we're winning, so we'll probably feel a bit better going into final. Coming off a few losses.
Luke Parker's with us on the Saturday agenda. Peter Bell.
Luke, congratulations on the win. They're pretty good, aren't they, Adelaide, over the last 15 weeks or so? It's been rare that a team has had momentum for that long a period of time against you, but I guess it's finals footy, isn't it? Clearances, contested footy, but they were excellent last night as well.
No, they were. And we knew they were going to take their turn, and as I said, it was a game of momentum, and I guess it was just at the right time. We were in front of the end, and look, they're a quality side, and they're at the top of the ladder for a reason. And, look, they've kind of got that. They're at that age. They're a really mature group, and they're all kind of in their prime of their careers. So they'll probably bounce back from this. And look, we know they're a really strong side, and they'll go deep into the finals. So hopefully we can meet them again. And look, we love going over there and having a good win in front of their crowd, and it really gets you up for final footy.
The pace of the game was frenetic. It's on the line. The ball goes out to the wing and it's Buddy one-on-one. Where were you and what were you thinking when you saw that ball to his advantage?
I'm trying to think what I was. I think I was in the middle of the ground, but I probably went from a jog into a walk and just stood back and watched in awe as everyone else did. But, yeah, it was pretty incredible. And the thing is, it's just ridiculous because he does it over and over again, stuff like that, so... he doesn't just fluke it, he's just a class above.
You've seen him up close, and we're probably getting away from football here for a moment. We were discussing early if he had have dedicated his life to athletics, Buddy Franklin. What would be his event, do you think, that he would have had most success in?
I reckon maybe the 400 or something. Wouldn't have been bad. Would have been all right.
Two and four. Anything with a bend, I reckon. Yeah.
He goes all right in pre-season with the 200 and 400, but...
Look, another big guy who seemed to almost be exiled to the twos for a while there, Kurt Tippett. I think his last couple of weeks, he started to show some form. We know he's the sort of player that really benefits from continuity in his footy. Being one of the guys at their feet, we know there's going to be a time in the next couple of weeks where you're going to have to settle on a ruck-forward combination, and don't know where Sam Naismith's at with his body, and Sinclair's the other one. Do you have any thoughts on that at the moment? It's clearly going to be a big decision for the coaching panel over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it will be. And I think Sam Naismith should be probably right to go for next week. So I wouldn't want to be in horse's shoes at the moment. But look, we know that the rucks have been incredible. And without Sam Naismith, who probably was our number one ruckman, as a genuine ruckman, he's been outstanding this year, but having the two boys who can go forward and have been kicking goals in Tippett and Sinclair, they've been outstanding. And to have Tippett, as you said, yeah, he enjoys that kind of continuity and playing a lot of football in the seniors. And you can just see his confidence building each week. And that follow-up is something that he thrives on. And the tackle, the hit, the pressure, once he gets that going, then his game goes to another level.
Luke, thanks for your time and the very best of luck. We'll see you in the finals.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Luke Parker with us on the Saturday agenda. So they've got one to finish off at the SCG against Carlton.
Geez, had a good year, hasn't he? A slow start, we know, like a lot of them did. But I imagine he'd be vying pretty strongly for their top award. His ability to hit the scoreboard.
Can he beat Kennedy?
Over the last, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think... It'd be pretty close, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. Yeah,
Rampy.
They've both been so consistent. Yeah, along with
and
the
Grundy. Defenders, I think Grundy's been very good.
Parker's ability and Kennedy, their ability to go forward and play as a forward is vital, isn't it, for the Swans?